Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author, and producing the show is our expert and producer extraordinaire, Lizzie Steele. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning.
Lizzie, you've heard of pop-up businesses, right?
Yes.
The pop-up fireworks and the pop-up seasonal shops, like the ones they open for Christmas, and hot cuisine restaurants will pop up.
Yeah.
Well, our guest this hour has a very unique concept, and it's called pop-up gardens.
Ooh.
So I'm looking forward to that. If you missed the first hour of Better Lawns and Gardens, you can go to our Facebook page later on today, and we will have it uploaded. And you can listen to all of our podcasts on iHeartRadio and at WFLA. So we are going to now go to our dirty word of the day.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
And now it's time for the dirty word of the day on Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins.
And the dirty word of the day is edaphic. Edaphic. E-D-A-P-H-I-C. And from dictionary.com, the word edaphic comes from the Greek word meaning edophis, translated as bottom, floor, or ground. Despite the word edaphic being first used around 1900, Xenophon in 431 BC, that's when he was born, was an early edaphologist. Xenophon noted the beneficial effect of turning a cover crop into the earth. Jean-Baptiste von Helmont in the 17th century performed a famous experiment growing a willow tree in a pot of soil and supplying only rainwater for 5 years. The weight gained by the tree was greater than the weight loss of the soil. He concluded that the willow was made of water. Although only partly correct, willows are not made of water. They thrive in water. His experiment reignited interest in edaphology. Edaphic refers to the influence of the soil upon biological and ecological systems, especially phytogenic ones, meaning plant life and its associated fauna. Edaphic factors include soil type and pH, available moisture in the soil, air and mineral content, humus, soil texture, and structure. Examples of edaphology is the pH of the soil, where blueberries are going to be planted, should be 4.2 to 5.5 pH for blueberries to thrive. Another one is that alkaline soils along beaches only allow for certain plants to survive. So edaphic is the perfect word, dirty word of the day today. And we thank everyone who calls in or texts us interesting words for us to check out. So right now, what should you be doing in your yard? Well, if you're new to gardening, start a garden journal and list the names of the seeds, the varieties, date planted, days to harvest, temperatures, and any weather conditions that might affect growth, like ice storms and also rainfall. So that's important. And Tony is doing that this year, and he's finding it really useful for him. And I know in coming years it'll help us remember what happened this year in the garden. You can rejuvenate older herb gardens in late September by adding fresh plantings. And then if you're growing pineapple plants, remove the side shoots and increase your plantings. So you can cut off these extra plantings, they're called pups, on the side of pineapples to grow new pineapples. And then also you want to start your citrus and avocado tree feedings next week, so towards the end of the month, and always follow the label on your fertilizer. More is not better. So we are going to fire ants. I've seen a lot of ants in the last few weeks, and it's because the ground is saturated in a lot of the areas from Idaline or Idalia. That's her name, Idalia. So you'll see some ants. We're having some issues in our hats with sugar ants, the little black ones, and so we're trying to get rid of those. And so it's because, you know, it's better inside. We're air conditioned and they are finding a food source. So we are having to lift all of our cat food up. We used to leave cat food down and now we don't because of the ants. So you want to prune away dead or declining plant portions affected by summer weather. If your plants are not looking good, you can go ahead and cut the tropical ones back. Okay, because they'll just, you know, regrow again, your tropical plants, and will, harden off before the winter arrives. Now's a good time of the year to do that. Also, too, if you have mulches that you like to put down right now, if you have mulch in your landscape, which is very beneficial, keeps the ground cooler, keeps the moisture in the ground, and it's the aesthetic framework to your landscape picture. So, adding a new layer of mulch. You don't have to add the 3 or 4 inches. Just add enough to bring it up to the 3 or 4 inches. So if you'd like to give us a garden call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Coming up, we have the inventors of pop-up gardens. Really, really cool idea. You're going to love it. We're going to be back with more Better Lawns and Gardens. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hey, neighbor, check out my yard.
It looks like an oasis. Wow, how'd you do it?
I went to qualitygreenspecialist.com. They have the best selection of shrubs and natives, cool shade trees like oaks, colorful flowering bottle brush and crepe myrtles, with the largest collection of fruit trees in Central Florida.
Quality Green Specialists?
Yep, and they're open 9 to 4 every day.
Quality Green Specialists. Top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Nightgard.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to brooksnightguard.com and enter the code BROOKS95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
It'll never happen to me. I'll never need help. That's what every boater thinks. But then one day, you do need help, and you have no way of getting it because you thought having an emergency locator beacon was unnecessary. You're wrong. Emergency locator beacons are effective, affordable, and they save lives. Seriously, if not for you, do it for them.
Learn more about emergency locator beacons at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.
Up to 44% of veterans say re-entry into civilian life was difficult. 20% say they experienced depression, and 6,000 vets complete suicide every year. At the Florida Veterans Support Line, over 300 veterans like you call every week for resources, referrals, and support. Veteran peers are here to take your call. One is here right now, ready to talk. you are not alone. Call 1-844-MYFLVET or visit myflvet.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Joining me right now is Matt and Mona Vienne. They're the inventors of the pop-up garden. It's a tool-free vertical garden solution tailored for city dwellers and space-conscious gardeners. Good morning, Matt. Good morning, Mona. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning.
It's so nice to have you on. Thank you so much for coming. I know it's a little early, and so where are you located out of?
We are located in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Okay, there you go. So it's not that early, but it's an hour earlier. So Matt, how did the idea of pop-up gardens come to you?
Well, I was in my garage doing my honeydews. I was in my garage doing my honeydews, and I was cleaning it up, and a bucket was in the way, so I picked up the bucket, and I had this old tomato cage, and I stuck the bucket on top of the tomato cage, and that's pretty much when I saw the idea of growing things upside down and putting trays on, and just grew from there.
That's really cool. And so, Mona, when he came to you with this idea, you said, this is what we could do, and you thought it was great, huh?
Yeah, he said, come here, I got something I got to show you. And so he took me out there, and, of course, we both were raised in the country, so both of our parents had grown tomatoes and vegetables, but now we live in the city. And so it was so cool to see that, you know, that's the beauty of the pop-up garden. You can grow up. You can grow upside down from the bottom of the bucket, and then you can grow all the way around. And so just to take that simple idea of a bucket in a cage was just so amazing to see what you can do with that.
It is, and it's so cool because it is really, it's very attractive. It's modular. And so Matt, describe it for us when I actually open the box. What do you get with the pop-up garden?
Well, the pop-up garden, it's in like four, it's got four pieces. You got a bottom, a middle, and a top, and then you have the bucket that goes with it, and it stacks on top of each other, and then it's got some side trays that come with it, and you can put them all the way around it. So
that's really cool, because when I received mine, it only took me, I opened it up, unpacked it, and within 3 minutes, I had put it all together without any tools. So what kind of niche, who are you thinking this is going to be a really good product for?
This is wonderful for definitely the city dwellers, those that have that small patio, balcony, rooftop, and where they have that limited space. It's also wonderful for our senior citizens that now may have the assisted living or live in nursing homes but still want a garden, and even those that are wheelchair, because it is on the three towers, you can actually take away that bottom tower and it lowers it for those who are in a wheelchair. And then it's also for the little tykes. You know, we've had families that have said, oh my goodness, we've given one tray to each kid and that's their own little special garden place and they absolutely love it.
I thought the same thing. I thought this would be fabulous for schools and for a classroom, just right outside the door of a classroom. It's just really it looks wonderful. And I think the kids would be so excited about this, but it's suitable for everyone. So how much floor space does a pop-up garden take?
Well, the floor space, the footprint's probably a 17 by 17 by 40 inches tall. It's great for corner balconies. It's great for just small balconies or just on your back patio, for all that matters.
And the colors, it looks really cool together. So, Mona, what kind of plants have you planted and grown in your pop-up garden?
Oh, my goodness. We have experimented. And, of course, like I said, we're from Louisiana, so I think our spring and summer go year-round pretty much. But we have done varieties from vincas to pansies to, as far as vegetables, we've done tomatoes, peppers, squash, sweet potato vines, beans, any herb you can imagine will go all around it in those little trays at the top. Basil is beautiful at the top. Rosemary just blossoms at the top. And then, like I said, at the bottom of that bucket, you have that hole. And so any vinery from the bottom, you could do tomatoes, peppers, squash, watermelon, strawberry. Strawberry. My husband has done strawberry. So that's the beauty of it. It's versatile. You can mix and match. You can do flowers and herbs and peppers and vegetables all at the same time.
I could even see you propping that watermelon on the top level of your container, your bucket, their area. So I think that would work too as well, Mona. That's great. And so you can do shade plants and full sun plants and then watering it. How easy is it to water?
It's super easy because at the bottom of the tower itself, we do have a drip tray. Now, the side trays do not. But those are easy to just slide off, take them to your sink, water them, let them drain, put it back on. The drip tray does help. And I will say during the winter one year, I brought it in because it's transportable. It's easy to move. You can just break the towers down, put it right back up. And I brought it inside the house during the winter and just put the tray underneath it and the herbs still continue to grow. So you easy access right there is your kitchen. You can set it up in your kitchen, your dining room, put it in front of a window, or you put it in your, if you have a little greenhouse, you could put it in a greenhouse. That's the beauty of it. It can go anywhere.
It is. It really is very lightweight. And, gardeners are looking for sustainability in their life. So how does Pop-Up Gardens, how does your company satisfy this objective?
We are eco-friendly. And it is 100% recyclable material. And then, of course, a lot of people now love to have their own organic vegetables and herbs. So it satisfies that need and wanting to grow your own vegetables and your herbs. But at the same time, the satisfaction of, yeah, I did this, and then talk about sustainable as far as the stability of it. We have deliberately set it outside when we knew we were going to have tornadic weather just to see how good is this product. And we had people in June, our house included, had a big old tree fall on it. That pop-up garden did not falter. The plant still stayed in there. The peppers were still on there. And then people were sending us pictures going, oh my gosh, our fence fell, but guess what? It was still standing. So once you put that soil in there and load it with everything, it weighs it down, and it's a very sturdy product.
And so it is very sturdy. I was impressed with the material. I was really impressed though that I did not need any tools to set it up. And this is a modular system. So how can this be rearranged or configured so that it's different? You can use it in different ways.
Well, yeah, you can take out the bottom tray the bottom piece of the tower, and it could be wheelchair accessible where people can get around it. And you can put the pop-up in the corner on a balcony to where you can push your pop-up all the way up to the corner and put your four trays all in the front. So it's very unique.
And so one of the aspects my husband and I enjoyed with the pop-up garden is that it's flexibility with those different configurations. And so on your website, you suggest one of the creative possibilities of growing is with growing tomatoes upside down. How does that work?
So when you get your pop-up garden, you will see that there is a hole in the bottom of the main bucket. And how you do that is you take your tomato plant or you take your pepper plant and you take the leaves. So say you take it out of the container that it comes in. So now you're looking at the leaves and you're looking at the root system. Well, you're actually going to take those leaves and push it down into that hole. So now the leaf part is at the bottom of the bucket outside and the root system is pointed up inside the bucket. And then you add your soil on top of the roots and then you add whatever you want to grow on the top of your bucket that may be a bigger piece. So now you've got that tomato plant with the leafy part hanging upside down coming out of the bucket where the root system is inside the bucket underneath all that soil.
Oh, that's really cool. And so, and then you can still plant on top of it because it's big enough that it can handle a root ball for a tomato or a pepper plant and then still plant on top of it. You could have like flowers because I'm putting chrysanthemums in mine. And so I have the chrysanthemums on the top. It's really nice and pretty. It's very garden. And then I have my vegetables and my herbs growing on the side trays and it looks really, really cool. And so that's how that tomato. Okay, now I've got it. Okay. So I may
Absolutely.
Be doing so.
And it does come with the four trays, mm-hmm. but it can hold up to eight. So you can buy four more trays if you want, or two more trays. But the max it will hold is eight. It comes with four. And then you could also, the side trays have little bitty holes in them for mm-hmm. drainage purposes. Mm-hmm. But you could use something to clog those holes, put water in it for like a hummingbird. So then you're kind of fermenting at the same time.
Okay. That sounds cool. So now where can people, our listeners and gardeners, find My Pop-Up Gardens?
They can go to our website, which is www.mypopupgarden.com. And right now, because it's been so hot, we've got a hot sale going on. It's normally, the deluxe is normally $99.99. And right now we have it for $74.99, plus the shipping and tax. And our trays, the four trays are on sale for $29.99, and the two trays, if you just want two extra, is $18.75.
It works out.
Great sale on this item.
And so tell us about the products, the material that you use, and how sustainable it is.
It is 100% recyclable, like I said, plastic, but it is, like you said, you saw it. It's very, very thick. And it is very sustainable.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Matt and Mona. This is going to make a great gift for student dorms if you've got your child's just gone away and they still want to have some fresh food or herbs to use. It'll be great for that. Assisted nursing centers. I love that idea. And schools and apartment condos. For Christmas, they can get it, and it just ships in one box. It's very easy to wrap, put wrapping paper and a big bow on it. I love that. And so, tell them the website again, Mona.
www.mypopupgarden.com.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And that's mypopupgardens.com. If you'd like to have more information, mypopupgardens.com. We're going to take a break right now. It's a perfect time to get on board to call or text your gardening question. Just dial 1-888-45-LAWNS or text me at 23680. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. That's 800-218-5088.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. That's 800-361-1289.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you know someone who loves to garden or has a question, please let them know about Better Lawns and Gardens. You can tell them to call in with their gardening questions so I can help them too. You can call me at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. And if you missed any of today's show, you can hear Better Lawns and Gardens on betterlawns.com, on iHeart, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Audioboom, and you can find our Facebook page, Better Lawns and Gardens. Let's go to Eileen in Polk City. Good morning, Eileen. How are you?
Last weekend, I thought you all got hit by the hurricane. So I texted Lizzie, and I said, oh, my God, are you all right? She's like, we took Labor Day weekend off. I'm like, oh, okay. I was frantic.
I know. I'm so sorry.
I didn't know what happened.
No, we are here. And I will tell you, Eileen, if anyone is listening who loves the show, please call your radio station and tell them you love the show and thank them for having it on. Or if your station doesn't have it, call them too and tell them you need to have Better Lawns and Gardens on. That would be great.
Oh, no, I have it on my radio, and I have told my neighbor, Natasha, who cannot garden at all, to listen to the show, but she's so busy doing other things with her husband that she doesn't have time.
But she can listen to it on the podcast anyway. So how can I help you?
All right, I have two things. First of all, a hummingbird yucca plant.
Okay.
Bob wanted to know about that. Now, I read up on it that it can get root rot. So my theory was to put some rocks on the bottom of the plant and then put it in a big pot and put some potting mix in the plant. Good idea or bad idea?
I kind of think it's a kind of a bad idea, only because the hummingbird yucca plant, and it's called Hesperolo parviflora, and it is a succulent that loves sand and xeric conditions. It grows in the deserts of Texas, okay? And so putting that potting soil in may hold on moisture too much longer. Or longer than it needs to. So I would either use a cactus soil in your container or just put it out in your yard if you have an area that's really dry in full sun and just don't water it. It should be okay.
Well, we have a lot of sand around here, so
it should do just fine. Yeah. It just needs full sun, hon. But it's a great plant and the hummingbirds do love it.
Okay, good. I know exactly where to plant it then. All right, and I want to give a big shout out to Beth and Duska over at Foshi Jewelers. Bob went over there and got me another pot. I rooted an African violet, and it's a small one, so I got a small pot for it. And he wanted to know why it can't stay in water all the time. I disagreed with him. So he had Beth call me. She said in the middle where the pots meet together, that's where the water line should be.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay. So, I guess he didn't think I was going to believe him.
Now, why would your husband think that?
Because I didn't believe him. Because I told him no.
My husband's nodding in agreement, yeah.
Yeah, I told him no. I wouldn't believe him. So
I just love the idea that they make the African violet pots. That's wonderful.
So. Yes, and... actually, it is a different color.
Oh.
And, yeah, it's this one is a deep purple.
Uh-huh. And this is what he rooted off another one of your plants?
This is the one I rooted.
Oh, okay.
I put a leaf in plastic, in water, and it rooted, but it's a different color than the other two.
Very cool.
Yeah. And this is a deep deep purple.
I love the jewel tones. That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Eileen. I appreciate it. Thank you for your great question. I've never had one on the hummingbird yucca, and so that's really cool.
Yeah, we have sand all over the place.
Well, that's a great area. Polk County or Polk City, where the orange groves used to be, that's perfect soil for them. Thank you so much, hon. Appreciate it. I'd like to remind everybody that Peterson's Nursery in Lakeland at 9:30 is going to have a lecture on fall vegetable growing. And this is important for you to know what to do with your vegetables, how to plant them, get them to thrive. And especially here in Florida, especially if you're a transplant from up north, you can go ahead and go, and these lectures are free, so you don't have to pay anything for them. So check it out. Tell Howie and Karen I said hello, and that we appreciate them being sponsors of Better Lawns and Gardens. Thank you. And so going to my text messages, Anne from Hudson, she said, you say transplant the pineapple pups. What do we do with the mother plant? Well, Anne, if the mother plant has already borne fruit, it's already produced a pineapple, that's when it starts to send out the new pups. And that means that the mother plant is going to slowly decline over the next 6 months to a year, and it's going to die. So I wouldn't do anything with the pineapple. It is in the bromeliad family, and all bromeliads, once they flower and the pineapple produces fruit, they do decline. And that's why when you grow pineapples, you just save the pups and you can continue to keep on growing pineapples. So it's really, really, really cool. It grows exponentially. So 1 year you'll have one pineapple, it'll have fruit the next year. And then the following year you have two to three pups. The next year, each one of those will have two to three pups. So you have a plantation when you get after a few years. So that's a really good way. And so let's see, going to the next one. Oh, we're going to be right back. We've got to take a break here. We just have a few more minutes. You can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me real quick, 23680. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
I'm a father.
I'm an aunt.
I'm a neighbor.
I'm a veteran.
But out here, on the water,
I'm operating the boat.
A boat operator.
I'm a safe operator.
The operator.
If you're behind the wheel of a boat, you only have one job. Keep everyone safe. Always scan the water and be aware of your surroundings. Learn more about boating safety at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Stop your grinding with Brock Snyder.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to brooksnightguard.com and enter the code BROOKS95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
Up to 44% of veterans say re-entry into civilian life was difficult. 20% say they experienced depression, and 6,000 vets complete suicide every year. At the Florida Veterans Support Line, over 300 veterans like you call every week for resources, referrals, and support. Veteran peers are here to take your call. One is here right now, ready to talk. You are not alone. Call 1-844-MYFLVET or visit myflvet.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Get the facts and take action before a bad contractor takes advantage of you. Hurricane and storm recovery can be emotionally and financially challenging without having to worry about being scammed by contractors. Find out how to protect yourself from fraud and scams by reviewing AARP Florida's important disaster recovery advice. From vetting contractors to understanding assignment of benefits, we've got you covered. Visit aarp.org/fldisasterhelp.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Still have time for your phone calls at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. We're going to go to our text messages, and let's see. Susan in Tallahassee, she asks, what compost do you use to enrich soil, black cow or mushroom or question mark? And black cow is a manure. And then the mushroom compost is just the soil that mushrooms are grown in. It's really rich and nutritious. I love using black cow manure. It really helps amend our sandy soils. So that's what I would recommend. And you just got to be careful with the mushroom compost. If plants don't need to be wet a long time, or you need to your plants thrive in a sandier conditions, then adding the mushroom compost may be a little bit too heavy for it and keep it too wet. So it would just depend on what you're growing and what your soil conditions are. If you're growing in raised beds, I would definitely use black cow and 2 bags of compost. So you can buy just bags that say compost, organic compost. And I would take 2 bags of that compost and then also a bag of black cow manure, 1 bag of black cow manure, and that will be a great growing medium. All right, especially for your tomatoes. And so I got another text message. Good morning. Good morning. My agapanthus suffered this summer too much sun and now have brown tips. How do I clean them up and get ready for winter? Thank you. I saw a lot of that this year. Agapanthus did not do well this year, and I suspect it's because of the drought. They just really stressed out, and this is in multiple yards. The agapanthus kind of suffered. And so what I would do, it just depends on how much yellow tips they are. If their yellow leaves go all the way down to the base of the plant, you can go ahead and cut those off. I kind of just snip the ends if they've got the brown burn at the end of the tip. You don't need to cut the whole leaf off. Or if your whole agapanthus bed is really bad, I would just go right now and clip it all the way to the ground and let them resprout again, and they'll be ready for winter time. So it just depends on what they look like. Let's go to Carol in Lakeland. Good morning, Carol. How can I help you?
Good morning. I've got some frangipani that's growing in a planter, and it's getting too big, and I'm wondering, can I just whack it off and stick the top in the ground and it'll root somewhere else or what?
Yes, you can. You can cut it off and whack it off and just stick it in the ground. How tall is it in the pot?
Oh, it's not tall, but my planter's about, well, anyway, it's coming out of the planter. So right now it's about 3 feet or 2 feet high. It's not huge.
Okay. Well, you could actually then, if you wanted to, you know, you could take 8 to 12 inches and cut it in segments. So you can actually cut it like twice if you've got enough, you know, and then you have 3 frangipanis then.
Okay.
Okay.
And the one that stays in there, it'll come back.
It'll resprout. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good job growing it. All right. So that's Carol in Lakeland with frangipanis. So that's wonderful. So then I have Eric in Winter Haven. He's looking for a hibiscus schizopetalus. And he says he remembers the one he had at our house in Alva 40 years ago. They're unique and hummingbirds love them. Do I know where to find a quality one? Yes, Peterson's Nursery in Lakeland. If they don't have one, Eric, they will get you one. And these are the hibiscus that they hang upside down, and they're really frilly. They're very, very, very pretty and very unique, and they hang upside down. So it's not your typical hibiscus that opens up and looks at the top. Have you ever seen one of the hibiscus that hang down?
I may have, but I just don't recognize it right now off the top of my head.
Yeah, it's really pretty. It comes in pink and peach and red, and it's called a hibiscus schizopetalus. And so I would check with Howie. And what do you like?
It sounds like some type of mental problem.
Well, they're hanging upside down. You can't, you know, but schizopetalus. I don't know if that applies to the name. It's why they called it that. I'm going to have to research that and see why. But it's really pretty. It's a very tropical plant. You see them more in South Florida than you do here in Central and North Florida. But check with Howie Peterson at Peterson's Nursery, and he can get you one, Eric. Good question. And so then, really, really good question. I'm glad you texted me. I don't know your name or where you're from, but he says, I want to try to reinforce some of my fences with fast-growing bamboo. And any suggestions? Yes. You want to use clumping bamboo, okay? And this is bamboo that's only going to get to be 15 feet wide. My caveat, my warning to you is that bamboo, if you plant it too close to it, within 10 feet to 15 feet of your fence, it's going to take your fence down. Okay, I have seen bamboo planted right up next to a brick wall that was 5 feet high, and the bamboo took it out. It literally pushed it over. And so it's very common. People think bamboo makes a great hedge or edging for privacy, and they plant it too close to the fence, and then eventually it's just going to push it down. So it will also grow up in your neighbor's yard. So even the clumping bamboo, which is the bamboo you want to use, you don't want to use the runners, okay, the running bamboo will pop up, you know, like 25, 40 feet away, but the clumping stays grouped together, and it grows 15 feet wide. That's 15 feet in all directions. So I'm just going to suggest that, yeah, I would not put it next to your fence if you want it to keep it up. So to reinforce, I don't know what you're reinforcing, whether it's privacy or stability.
Yeah, maybe cut some sound because they do get pretty thick. But yeah, when somebody says something about bamboo, I cringe. It's like nails on a chalkboard. I love bamboo. I think it's gorgeous and it's a great setup. However, it's almost like the mint. It goes nuts.
It does go nuts. It thrives here in Florida. And so, again, you just don't want to put it close to any kind of wall or home area. You know, out in the yard, you know, I've seen it do very well when it is not surrounded by anything and it's got 20 feet all the way around it. It looks really good as a focal point.
And also, if you're able to stay up with it, I would think, because I think what people see is they see the beautiful bamboo outside the hotels, the theme parks. It's gorgeous. It creates this beautiful wall, natural wall. But they don't know that they have people that are paid to come in every week to take care and maintain this bamboo to keep it perfect.
That's exactly right. You just don't, you know, it's kind of the Disney-esque, you know, maintenance mm-hmm. program. It looks good, but they have really lots of people. They have professionals taking care of it. And bamboo is a grass. It's a monocot. It is not a dicot. It is not a tree. It's not a shrub. It is a grass. And so when you have bamboo, you can cut the top of it off and it will never grow back. That bamboo is going to be that height forever. But it's going to pop up in between and it's just going to keep multiplying. And you can keep the clumping bamboo down by mowing around it because you're mowing that grass. But my suggestion is not to plant it near a fence. And I see that all the time. You know, it's just really a hard thing. So I do appreciate, though, that you ask the question. That's important. Always ask before you do something.
It's so funny because a lot of our listeners do call in and they're like, Lizzie, I will not do anything until I've talked to Teresa first. I'm like, well, that's actually a good suggestion.
It is. That's what I'm here for. And so I love doing that. I love answering garden questions. And I used to do that. I used to work at a box store. I started off at a box store and they would just line up and we just, okay, next, boom, next, boom. And so I just love helping people with their plants.
You are very helpful, yes.
Yeah, so I like that. We're going to have a really helpful interview next week with Craig Leholier. If you want to look up his book, Epic Tomatoes, get it. It's a great book, but we're going to talk to him about all his secrets for growing tomatoes. He grows 2,000 pounds of tomatoes and peppers a year.
That's a superhero move.
That is, really. So I can't wait. He's got all the answers, and I can't wait to talk to him. And so we'll be doing that next week. If you'd like to go to our Facebook page, please do and give us 5 stars and like it. We would like to know you're out there. I'd like to thank Matt and Mona Vienne of mypopupgarden.com and for coming on today. They have a really cool product, no matter if you have a senior assisted, a relative in a nursing home, or you have children in school, if you have a small area and you can't grow, this pop-up garden is a really creative way to have the ability to have plants and to take care of plants and dig in that dirt without having a lot of area or space to do it. And so I really appreciate them coming on today. Lizzie, thank you so much.
Oh, no, thank you. And thank you to our listeners. We have the best listeners in the whole wide world. So thank you for always making our show stupendous.
And it is. And we're going to be back next week with more great information. You can go to our Facebook page. You can go to our Instagram. You can go to my Teresa Watkins FL, and you can follow me there too as well. We have lots more great questions. You can send me an email on Better Lawns and Gardens. I will love it and answer and respond to you in email. So thank you so much. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Make sure you go to our website, WFLAOrlando.com. Check out the contest page and all the updated news. And you can also catch Alan Spector's elsewhere, WFLAOrlando.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.